It's CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of Colorado children got their COVID-19 vaccines over the weekend. The FDA approved a shot for children ages 5 to 11 last week. 7-year-old Claire McKinley got her vaccine at a WIC clinic in southeastern Colorado Springs with her mom and little brother.
I sort of knew what was happening because I've had them, like, the flu shot, except I've had them on my leg before, not my arm. So that was different.
Currently, people younger than 18 make up 25% of COVID cases in Colorado. And while COVID cases are generally more mild in children, some kids end up in the hospital. Denver Public Schools will offer the newly approved children's vaccine starting today at 18 school-based health clinics. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The clinics will provide pediatric doses from 4 to 7 p.m. for children ages 5 to 11 and to other family members. Denver Health's Dr. Stephen Federico says vaccination is important because children can transmit the virus to family members, teachers, and classmates. And for families who think their children are protected because they've already had COVID,
recent studies show that getting vaccinated is more protective than having had the infection.
Other districts like Aurora and Cherry Creek will also host vaccine clinics at school sites next week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Researchers, managers, and policymakers met to discuss solutions for Western state water challenges. Colorado Water Conservation Board Director Becky Mitchell was part of Colorado State University's Water in the West Symposium. She said it's crucial to avoid a situation where Colorado has to cut its water use, which could happen if downstream states aren't getting enough water from the Colorado River.
Every Coloradan will be affected, whether they know it or not.
Right now, 50% of the West is experiencing extreme drought conditions. It is staying dry across Colorado for another day or two. Then there's snow in the forecast for the state's central mountains and the chance for rain and snow over Metro Denver by the middle of the week. This is CPR News.